Welcome to a room filled with legends. It's our State of Origin special because the game is coming up in the middle of the week, so we've got to do it a couple of days beforehand. Pete Holland from The Cruise, 2 to 6pm Monday to Friday, is inventing a time machine so he can go back to 7pm Sunday night when he still had hope in his life and a song in his heart.
Oof. Mean and nasty.
Just telling
That's
you what happened.
That's so true.
And Jessica Rouse from Hunter Valley today is a good New South Wales girl, and despite knowing little about State of Origin, won't be one of those people who grew up in this state and think they can cheer for Queensland.
Exactly right.
What do we call those people? We call them Muppets. That's what we call them.
Yes, definitely.
Maroon Muppets.
Before we get into it, we probably should reflect on our grand final picks. Pete, are you up for that?
Mate, don't cry. Don't.
Last time, I lock it in.
17 games on the trot. Mate, I think this is the end of them. I'm telling you, as much as I would love...
He's killed Pete. He's dead.
As much as I would love Penrith to win, because, you know, it's been 17 years, I actually think Melbourne have got the experience. They're going to win it probably by 1 or 2 points.
The stars are aligned. Panthers all the way. 18 games. This is going to go down in history as the most... ever won in a row to win a grand final by any club ever.
Now listen, you know
I support Penrith. I think these guys want it. They want it so bad. I think maybe the Storm might get it over them a little bit in the first half. But the Panthers are a second half team.
The team kind of got it right there.
You know what it feels like after last year.
Oh, right. Thanks
like
for
it's been,
me
what,
back
25, 26 years for the Raiders?
Since 1994, my friend. And last year it was tough, but you know what? The sun still came up the next day.
Yes, true. Though it probably shouldn't have.
And last year we didn't.
It was all Rouse's fault.
It wasn't my fault. How is it my fault?
No, you were there and you didn't tell me to stop drinking.
Well, because I felt
sorry. I'm blaming you.
I felt sorry for you. Anyway.
Last year we didn't have the grand final and then had the Origin series after it, which is actually something I'm excited about. Now, we're all New South Wales fans, so this is the challenge that we're going to do because if there's a Queenslander out there, they know what they're in for. So I'm actually going to throw myself on the landmine that is Queensland.
What?
And really? I'm going to give you reasons for why they can win State of Origin because otherwise there's nothing there for a Maroons fan.
Righto, mate.
The medication button there. Can you hit that, please?
It's medication time.
Oh, I'm going to have to take the medication. I can't cop being a supporter of Queensland. I've never done it in my life. My mother was from Queensland.
This is meant to be a serious segment.
Really? Start that again. My mother was from Queensland, lived 90% of her life in New South Wales, but always reminded me and got stuck into me at State of Origin time as I was growing up. So this pains me. But I will say, if ever a Queensland team were a chance, and they need a lot in this competition, it's because Wayne Bennett and Mal Meninga are back there. The two most successful Maroons coaches. If anyone's going to be able to get this team of inexperienced players, 9 debutants, to get them across the line, it's got to be those two.
They should have called back Paddy Vorton.
They should have brought back Alfie
Lanner. Really give him a great chance at winning, but it's not going to happen. It's going to be a three-peat for New South Wales.
Well, I'm saying Queensland are going to win basically because that's my part in this particular segment, and I'm looking forward to next week when it's your turn. So, Jess, tell us why New South Wales are going to win.
2 years in a row, you've got to make it a third. The team looks really good. I think Brady Fittler's going to do not a bad job again. I've got Newcastle Knight there, so I need to – not that I'm the most unloyal, loyal fan.
Okay, there's one Newcastle Knight.
I stab them in the back when I think it's necessary.
There's one Newcastle Knight in the blue squad. There's two in the Queensland squad.
Yeah, but Daniel Saifidi, we'll be right.
Yeah.
We don't have a Caelan Ponga, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We might survive.
How much do you reckon the Blues are going to win by, Jess?
I'm going to say 16.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big man. They're normally close games.
That's insane. That's insane. All right, finally, Pete, the last word.
Mate, I reckon by 8 points, the Blues in a tight tussle, and it'll come down to the last 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, given your previous tipping, I think the Maroons are probably morals at this point.
Oh, please. Jeez.
Have I got the Penrith Panther anthem somewhere around here?
Nah, I think we lost it.
Dug a hole, chucked it in, covered it up.
All right, now she's having some fun.
Wow.
Thank you, legends.